Where?
A special rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies. You're invited to drop in where the elite meet to eat, Duffy's Tavern.
Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet to eat. Archie the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Tonight, Adolph Manjou. Adolph Manjou. Well, you remember Theda Bara? Well, Manjou was a fashion plate when she was still a dish. Yeah, he's a terrific guy, Duffy. Very suave. Huh? Your wife says you're suave? Duffy, she means a big, fat suave. You know who else is coming down here tonight, Duffy? That French dame, Yvette. 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 Yeah, she's a female chanteuse. Yeah. Yeah, she sings, too. Huh? Duffy? Oh, well, Duffy, I gotta go now. You know, Clancy the cop? Yeah, Flatfoot Clancy. Well, the club he belongs to is having a meeting here tonight. The name of the club? The Policeman's Tuesday Night Foot Bath and Discussion Club. Yeah. Adolph Muncher's gonna give a lecture on men's clothes. I'm writing it for him. Yeah. I call it Men's Fashions Through the Ages, from the Fig Leaf to the BVD. Okay, well, I'll call you back, Duffy. Don't bother me, Eddie. I gotta finish writing this lecture now. The well-dressed man must watch out how he garbs himself, because he is always judged by his garbage. Since from time in memoriam...
Mr. Archer, just a minute. You writing a talk on men's clothes?
Yeah.
For Adolph Manjou?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Eddie, to any other man, that would be an insult.
To any other man, I'd apologize.
Accepted.
You talking about clothes. Look at you. Your hat's bashed in. There's a rip in your pants. Gravy on your shirt. A hole in your socks.
Well, Eddie, I'm wearing sports clothes. Besides, it's de rigueur to look too spick and spat. A man's clothes should have an air of carelessness, casual.
Oh, yeah. That's why you look like a casualty?
Right. Yeah, I've always been a snappy dresser, Eddie. When I was a kid, you know what the gang on the block used to call me? Archie the Fop. And why?
Speech impediment?
No, because I was always so well-broomed. Always, always first with the new styles. I remember I was the first guy in the block to come around with two-tone sneakers. And very fastidious, Eddie. I was the kind of a guy, you know, if me collar got dirty, I'd change the whole shirt. Now, just because I don't look like I'm standing in Taylor's window like a dummy... Well, Finnegan, is your tailor's name Sam?
So why,
I think he made the pants too long. Finnegan, you can't even see your shoes.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm trying to hide my shoes, George.
Why?
Well, I'm a little ashamed. Two of the buttons is missing.
Finnegan, are you still wearing button shoes?
Well, Arch, I can't get new shoes on account of this rationing.
What's the matter? Ain't you got an 18 coupon?
Yeah, but what good is it? I wear a 12.
Look, Finnegan, that's got nothing to do with it. You could have got your right size and taken your change in red tokens. But outside of the shoes, you look very nice, Finnegan. Yeah. That bow tie. Very smart.
Don't get something I threw on.
Yeah. Oh, it's very nice. Goes with everything. You could even wear a shirt with it.
Hey, that's a very good idea, Rod. You're just the guy to help me with my problem.
What's the problem, Finnegan?
Someday I get a full dress suit. Should I wear gold studs or silver studs?
Full dress suit. Well, it all depends, Finnegan.
On what?
On how much they want to spend on you, if you don't know.
Funeral? Who's dead?
You are.
Oh. Well, we all gotta go sometime.
Look, Finnegan, don't bother me now. Tell Adolph Manju your trouble when he gets here, huh?
Yeah, I will.
Say, Archie.
Yeah, Miss Duffy.
What's this I hear about a new French singer coming down here?
So what about it?
Well, if you're gonna hire a singer, what's wrong with my singing?
Just two things, Miss Duffy. And they're both adenoids.
Oh, yeah? Well, don't say I didn't warn you, Archie. Papa hates French chanteuses.
He don't like nothing unless it's an Irish tenor. You play a Caruso record to him, you gotta tell him it's John McCormick. That's dopey, stupid Duffy.
Now, just a second, Archie. Don't forget that stupid as he is, you are talking to my father's own flesh and blood.
Granted, but why does he have to have such a maniac over Irish tenors?
Because he's sentimental. Such a sweet old saucy. You should see him when there's an Irish tenor singing on the radio. He melts. I have even seen him stop hitting Mama till the song was over. Yeah, and he's right, because the Irish are the best singers in the world.
Now, wait a minute. That's a very broad statement. Don't forget that there are Russians and other creeds who are pretty good singers, too. What about Tolstoy?
Well, yes, Tolstoy. But that's only one case. What about Gallicherty?
What about Gallicherty?
Well, wasn't he a great singer?
Well, certainly Gallicherty was a great singer.
And where did Gallicherty come from?
From Italy.
Well, Italy is not Russia, is it?
No.
Well, there you are.
There I am where, Miss Duffy?
Well, if Italy is not Russia and Gallicherty came from Italy, how can you say that Tolstoy is a better singer than the Irish?
Would you mind playing that back again? No, you better not. Look, Miss Duffy, I didn't say that Tolstoy is a better singer than the Irish.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead and get a Russian. Go get Gallicherty.
If I did get Gallicherty, your old man would want him to sing Wee Wee McCree.
Archie, the name of the song is Wee Wee Mother McCree.